Welcome to the Riding from the Inside Out, Empowering Our Horse Girl Selves podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Waldo. In this podcast, I talk about how I became a horse girl as a child and why I've returned to being a horse girl as an adult. I discuss what I've learned about why many of us are horse girls, what that inexplicable heart and soul-based force is that draws us to horses like moths to a flame, how I've learned that our relationships with horses can be an opportunity for us as horse girls to empower ourselves at our deepest inner self levels, and how by doing so, we can feel more empowered in all aspects of our lives, including in our riding and our relationships with horses. In this show, I'll share personal stories of my journey to date and how I continue to practice doing this day to day in my relationship with my current horses. I'll also periodically interview other women about how they're empowering themselves as horse girls as well. So join me as we go on this journey of empowering our horse girl selves together. Welcome back to the Riding from the Inside Out podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how horses and ponies saved me and how they can save you as well, if you want that. So let's dive in. I've talked a lot in this podcast about how I started, I came into the world of horses and ponies, and initially it was ponies and then later horses, and I've shared a number of stories in previous episodes about my days with my younger days with horses and ponies, and also about my current days. But I felt the call today to, just kind of dive in deeper to a realization that I've really had for a long time, but new awarenesses about it and its impact on my life and why I'm doing what I'm doing and all of that have come to me. And so I wanted to share those in today's episode. So how horses and ponies saved me. Well, I think the thing that I want to start off with is the realization that they saved me, but maybe not in the way one might think. What I have come to realize is that horses and ponies in my world, starting at a very young age, saved me in the way that it's not like when I think of saving, I kind of picture in my mind someone with a rescue boat, and there's someone out in the ocean that's, can't swim and they're sinking, and the rescue boat needs to come and, throw a tow line or whatever, life preserver out to them and then pull them to safety. And, there are a number of ways in which I feel like that analogy lines up with me and my world with horses and ponies. But what I've really come to understand is that at kind of like a soul level, and when I mean that, regardless of your stance on God or whatever, it's, to me, the way you could think of it is as at the kind of, I don't want to say unspoken, but the unrational level, at the happening on its own without you even maybe being aware of it level. And so with that in mind, at the soul level, what I really have come to understand about horses and ponies is that they saved me in the way that they woke me up to me. They woke me up to the me that I can look back on now and see that without their kind of interjection in my life, that my life would have taken a very different turn. And what I've come to understand is that their, you know, kind of interjecting in my life put me on a path of waking up to myself, learning more about myself, discovering more about my true self versus the self that I had been led to believe that I was, and that I did believe that I was at the time. And horses and ponies helped me kind of see the truth, in myself and all that I was and all that I could be, you know, really all that I already was, and then all that I could do that maybe I didn't realize I could do because I wasn't really seeing who I was. And I really believe that horses and ponies, I believe that there are other things that can do this for us too. But there's something about horses and ponies that I've come to just really dive into and understand more about how there's some role that they have in a spiritual way for many of us. And for many of us, that is a waking up to ourselves as being more aware and awake versions of ourselves, more empowered versions of ourselves. And that not only can change our life and what we experience, but also us adding our voice and our light and our value by the sheer nature of what we are to the world at large. And that can be beneficial, just to the contribution to the world that we create and the contribution that we can create in that, in doing this process, we become, we can kind of become examples that other people can look at and have their heart and soul be touched and realize they too can also begin to wake up to more of what they are and have the same experiences and impacts both on in their own lives and on the world. So to me, it's not really a saving as much as it is a soul to soul partnership and awakening that I have really become aware of. So I want to talk about that today more. So to do that, I'm going to have to, you know, share some personal things that, you know, it's not always easy to share, but I'm going to do my best here. So, because I think it's really important, to try to be, you know, transparent about ourselves and to not feel like we need to be some perfect version, you know, that's just an illusion. You know, we're all human and we're going through this journey called life. And anyone who pretends to be perfect and like they have it all figured out and everything is fine, I don't know. I've found that that's just really not authentic and true, because we all have our experiences of navigating this world, this life. So I try to be as transparent as I can in my awareness right now. Because A, I feel like it's the only way I can be, and B, because I feel like, well, why share if I'm just sharing some fake or doctored up version of myself? I mean, there's just really no point. So, when I was little, I remember being very shy. I remember being very uncertain, in the world. And one of the things that I've really come to understand about what was really going on with myself was that I was shy because I had like a sensitivity or awareness of energy that I could pick up that, made navigating the world hard with other people a lot of the time. It's kind of hard to put to words, but it was a kind of like, even as a little kid, kind of feeling and knowing things that I didn't know why I felt and knew them, but I could feel them. And I think, you know, a lot of kids, most kids are like this. But depending upon our various experiences, we get kind of trained out of listening to that part, to listening to ourselves. But some of us are also just kind of, you know, born, I think, perhaps with more, a little bit more of the volume of sensitivity of picking things up than maybe other people, just as part of our own journey as a soul of why we are here. And I think that I fell into that camp. And so before Horses and Ponies came into my world, I don't really have a lot of memories. I remember playing alone a lot. I remember being very confused a lot. And there was something about, you know, for me it was ponies initially, but anything horse related would fit in this camp. But, you know, I was little. I was like 4 and 5. But anything in that equine world just seemed to speak to me. And I think that what I've come to understand is that there are a number of things that spoke to me about horses and ponies that I, you know, would not have been able to put into these kinds of words when I was younger, or even, I don't even know if I would have been able to use these words, like, I don't know, even as an adult, even more recently until now. It's like all of my experience with horses and ponies, even to date, have given me the ability to see what I can see now, the awareness. So what I can see now is that ponies and horses represented a number of things that I was not experiencing in my life, in my family and in my life as a child. And there are a number of them. One of the big things is kind of freedom of spirit. Horses and ponies for the, you know, I think for us at their core, not the domesticated horse, you know, that just complies, complies, complies. And there's a lot of that. But just the nature of a horse, like a wild horse, there is a power, there is a freedom, there is an innate spirit in that kind of being, the being of the horse. And I really believe that that kind of spirit is something that many of us, when we are heart and soul based horse girls or heart and soul based horse people, because it's not just specific to girls, that what we're getting drawn to, what we're really resonating with the horse, is that spirit, that freedom, that a power, that ability to be strong and be powerful and be free and have choice and have, you know, resilience. You know, there's something about a horse running that I feel like a wild horse running, in particular, but, you know, even any horse running, that encapsulates that. I mean, I still feel awe when I see my current very domesticated, you know, even though we try to live a very more natural lifestyle, my horses are not wild. They may act that way sometimes, but they're really not. And when I see them run, it's like it takes my breath away. It's just when they run and they play and they're free, that is the essence of what I'm talking about. This power, this energy, this freedom, this spirit. And horses engage in it, even domesticated horses, when they have the ability to do so, you know, when they're not pent, you know, they're not kept in a stall and they're, you know, not being ridden in a certain way. Like when they have the freedom to choose, they usually can express their own freedom out in the pasture. Now, I've seen exceptions for sure where horses are just have been so shut down that they don't even do it in the pasture. And I even see a difference between my two horses. My horse Raven, he's a little bit like that on his own. I don't even know that he knows how to be that free, because he's kind of like, I don't know his past history, but I can just see it and feel it and know it. He doesn't know how to access those parts of himself anymore on his own. But living with Nilo, my other guy, who's very proud and engaged in his own freedom, which has made him a challenging horse, you know, and a more of a dominant horse, because he fights for his freedom. He fights for his rights. It's like Nilo also can encourage Raven to do things that he wouldn't otherwise. He can encourage him to kind of let his own horse spirit come out. And I see this. So getting back to me, I didn't feel like I had that kind of freedom as a little kid. I don't really want to make this whole, you know, this into a big conversation about my family dynamics or anything like that. I mean, we were not, you know, we were not like poverty land poor. My parents didn't have a lot of money for an expensive sport like horses. And that ended up being a gift for me in that it meant that I learn to rely on my connection and intrinsic desire for connection with horses that caused me to learn how to empower myself and learn things on my own. But, you know, we weren't like struggling to eat or anything like that. I didn't come from that kind of situation. I didn't come from a physically abusive background where, you know, I had that kind of limitation or other kinds of that kind of abuse. But I did grow up in a circumstance and in a family where my own ability to be me, not my own ability, although maybe it's ability, the permissions for me to be me as a little girl, to just see who I was and figure out who I was and explore that was not supported. That was not allowed. And I learned very early on kind of how to kind of change myself, how to restrict myself or hide myself or put forth a different version of myself to be able to survive. And there are a lot of reasons for that. I mean, it's the way my parents were raised. So it goes back through, family lineage. And frankly, there's a lot culturally that just is part of the way our world, our larger world, not just my family, but our larger world has been existing, that most of us are not aware of. Most people do not see and have not woken up to yet, that has not allowed that kind of freedom. And I'm not going to make this episode about that. But let's just say that due to a combination of all of these things, what I had was an experience in which my situation was not one in which I could experience and explore myself as, what did I want to try out? Like, how did I feel? Did I like this? Did I like that? I didn't have that kind of freedom. And I feel like horses can really, you know, when they can get in touch, like a horse like Nilo or a wild Mustang or, you know, even a domesticated horse that, you know, has had a good experience in our domesticated world where they feel and can be free and feel trust with humans and our culture and our lifestyle and all of that, that you see this in them. You see this innate freedom and spirit in them. And so I was drawn to horses and ponies at kind of a soul level, really, for that. And really, I believe just the whole history of like my family and how they moved from another part of Pennsylvania where I grew up to where then we just happened to move to a place where there was a pony and my sister happened to get involved in the pony. And I look, you can be aware of things that you may call synchronicities or unexplainable things. But what I've come to understand is that there's a lot of stuff that we think is unexplainable that we just haven't been taught to understand. And it has to do with energy and how energy works and how we work with our energy and how a lot of what we experience in the world is not what it seems, and what we're able to do. And I really, you know, have come to my own awareness of how it wasn't random that there was a pony across the street that my sister got involved in. And then that was something that came into my world. I don't believe that I just stumbled upon horses and ponies. I don't believe it was random. I actually believe that that it happened for a very specific reason. And And it was for me. It was for my benefit. So, but that's a whole other conversation. What I really want to talk about is how I have seen and learned that how I worked with, you know, initially ponies and horses, not kind of really knowing what I was doing, but now looking back and realizing what I was doing, because I've learned a lot of other stuff since then about what I was doing innately that I didn't know what I was doing, and what we can do now. I've really come to realize that we have the capacity to have this connection that we have with horses, that to me is a heart and soul based connection. And that, and I've talked about this in other episodes, but I feel like these are different words of explaining it as I get more and more clear on this, because I really feel like this is a very time's tricky, because time is a construct. But let's say time-specific series of events that are happening in our world right now that are related to a lot of people waking up to new awarenesses within themselves to be and live in new ways. Ways that are more themselves, ways that are more aligned with their own true innate spirit and self and what they are and what they want to do. And to do that journey alongside horses. At some level, I believe that horses really have at a spirit level somehow had some kind of connection with mankind to kind of be willing to be at some level to be domesticated, and to accept the treatment that we have given. I believe this is the case for all animals, actually, and all of Earth, but that in particular, talking about horses, that there is a way in which at a soul level, they signed up for a certain willingness to work with humans where they are, with people where they are, with their own level of consciousness, with their own level of awareness, of their own allowance, of their own spirit and freedom to be themselves or lack thereof. And that horses and ponies, like all nature and all animals and wildlife, but there's something in particular about horses and ponies that I feel like I'm drawn to articulate, are at a cusp of really wanting us to support us in waking us, meaning humans, people, to support us in waking up to what we truly are and what we truly can be and the true spirit and freedom that we have within us that maybe we haven't realized we could experience. Waking up to that and are empowering ourselves to do that. And in doing so, change the perspective and the trajectory of what horses experience from more and more of mankind. And this gets back to what I talked about in, I think it was episode 15, about, you know, partnering with mutual respect. Also on Substack, I have another, I have an audio recording that's not on the Writing from the Inside Out podcast, because I am creating things there that's separate from Writing from the Inside Out, that I feel like give me more opportunity to be able to articulate things in different ways with supporting, you know, images and videos, and or sometimes just not doing a podcast episode, but a different kind of audio recording or writing to be able to share some information that I feel like is potentially relevant to a number of people that resonate with it at this time. And so on Substack, I had talked about this, how we can partner with our horses in allowing them to be in a much different way. And I don't just mean like, oh yeah, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. You see like, you know, feed ads or, horse show ads or tack ads, you know, where it's like, yeah, partner with your horse to win the gold or whatever. That's cool. That's cool. I've done that. That is when you can partner with your horse in this way and you are truly in alignment, you do have these amazing experiences. But that a lot of times those words get used by people and they're not maybe talking about what I'm talking about, because what I'm talking about comes when you first understand and see your horse as their own soul and being and expression, and you fully allow them and see them and respect them to be that because you do it for yourself as well. And this is my point. Horses can help us do it for ourselves. They can help us wake up to us and what we really are and what we can really be. And it really is a gift that they can give us of our own awareness of ourselves. And it's a wonderful reciprocation in that when we do this for ourselves, we can then give it to them, which changes and can change the trajectory of what horse life of not just that individual horses, but more and more horses can be as they're seen as something beyond, you know, just as a tool to be used to achieve a particular end. Because they are, in my opinion, in my experience, they are their own being. They are their own spirit. They are their own soul. They have their own wisdom. And true partnership comes when we see that and we see our own and we allow our own, and then we see theirs and we allow theirs, and they give us an amazing, amazing opportunity to help us navigate where we're asleep right now and we don't realize what kind of power and truth we have within ourselves that we haven't been awake to. They can help us see that. They can help us become aware of that. And then we, in turn, can help and kind of line up with them and give them that kind of respect and that kind of allowing and support. Whether they're a domesticated horse, giving that, you know, in their domesticated lifestyle by finding new ways to have them have a lifestyle that supports their well-being and their innate desires and individual desires as each individual horse, or if they're a wild horse, to also support them in being allowed to exist, because there is, you know, I don't know a whole lot about the wild horse movement in the United States right now, or I don't know anything about in other countries, but I know that it's been under onslaught, you know, like it's there's serious room for improvement there, to put it mildly, just from the little bit of knowledge I have. And so this is my point. This is, to me, what I call, you know, I don't know how to use words to describe this whole thing. So I try my best. And I use the phrase riding from the inside out, which is funny because so little of what I'm talking about is actually about riding. I've talked about this. I hardly ride, and it has nothing, you know, riding is just like one element, a very small element of my dynamic with horses. But that's the umbrella I have it under right now. And it's from the inside out because it is in tuning into yourself and listening to yourself and starting to become aware in these new ways that this process can begin for you. And this is what I've talked a ton about in this podcast. My awarenesses, where I had this and discovered this, and had these experiences, where it went awry, and I was completely confused, and I was completely distraught, and didn't know why things weren't working in my life, and everything in between. Because to me, this is, I really feel like anybody who is embarking on this path is undergoing new territory. We are all learning how to wake up to new ways of being within ourselves, new awarenesses within ourselves and for our horses. And it's an ongoing, expansive learning process. So what I know today is very different than, you know, I'm sure what I'm going to know tomorrow or even freaking 5 minutes from now if I focus on my horses or have any interactions with them. It's constantly evolving. I'm constantly becoming more aware, more attuned, more aware of myself and more aware of the horses. So how does this mean that horses and ponies saved me? They help me wake up. They help me wake up to parts of myself that I didn't know existed. They help me become aware of them and realize I had them and realize that I could live in new ways. And that also can translate into having our horses and ponies live in new ways. I talked in, I can't remember if it was on the recording on Substack that I did, the first recording, the first post, or if it was on a previous Writing from the Inside Out podcast, but I'm constantly being taught by my horses every single day. I listen to them. I tune into them. I try to understand them. And in this non kind of verbal communication that I have learned and been learning to do, I begin to understand more about what it is they're looking for. But it's not just about me doing, you know, what it is my horse needs and giving them all that. It is a big part of that, but it's a partnership, because in seeing that, I also wake up to what it is I need or what it is I want. Changes within myself and living in new ways. And what I mean by that, how that can manifest in our lives, is like everything from experiencing, you know, great highs and like joyous, magical experiences to navigating all of life's experiences, but doing it with a level of knowing I'm okay no matter what. That is what has kind of been an ongoing theme that I've understood and benefited from. It's a resilience. But I don't mean a resilience like push ahead, go ahead, you know, force things through. It's not that. It's a resilience that comes from trust, and a resilience that comes from trusting that things can work out. And I feel like I'm going on a little bit too much of a tangent here. I don't want to go there with this episode. So going back to the idea that horses and ponies have saved me and they can save you too. And with a caveat that I really actually find that saving or being saved is, I mean, I'm using it in the title because I think it's a word that people can understand, right? But really, it's a waking up versus a saving. Because what I've come to understand is that we already have stuff within ourselves. It's just that we aren't aware of it, or we don't see it, and we've been trained not to see it. And the horses can help us wake up and start seeing that. And that can change our lives in all areas, and it can then mean it changes their lives because of what we're willing to do, how we're willing to, when we start taking care, when we start experiencing living like this on our own, we don't need our horse to do a certain thing or be a certain way for us to be okay, because we already are. We already are. And what does that mean? It means we then can give the unconditional love and partnership and respect and support to our horses to tune into them and what they are without control, without a needing them to be something so that we get something that we don't think we have, that, to be honest, was really just a lie. And that's what I mean when I say horses help us wake up to what we really are and what we can be. And it may sound like I'm just talking in circles and I'm talking in kind of intangibles. And it's hard to put this into words if you're not familiar with this. But if there's something that drew you to, if you're resonating with this and you're tracking with me, great. Love that. I want to hear from you. If you are like, there's something about what Michelle's saying that I connect with, but I don't get it, that's okay too. It could be that there's something about your own journey that's calling you to understand some aspect of this. And that's part of your path to navigate. And I'm just a small piece of it. But so is your horse. Or they can be, if you let them be. So, I am going to end today's episode on that note. Until the next time. I'm so glad that you tuned into today's episode of the Riding from the Inside Out podcast. You also can now find me on Substack, where I'm sharing all of the Riding from the Inside Out podcast episodes that you can listen to on that platform or get emails to not miss any episodes. But you can also see videos of me with my horses, riding, additional audio recordings, and other things that dive further into this way of connecting with our horses and ourselves in deeper ways. You can find me there at ridingfromtheinsideout.substack.com. You can also see some of my other offerings on my website at michellewaldo.com.